Every person shall, within the city of Fargo, wear a face covering over the mouth and nose in all indoor environments where they're exposed to non-household members and where social distancing of 6 feet or more cannot be assured, and in all outdoor settings where there is exposure to non-household members unless there exists ample space of 6 feet or more to practice social distancing.
Mahoney says while the mandate is being made with the strongest possible recommendation, it does not carry a penalty for non-compliance. The move comes as Cass County and the city of Fargo move into the orange or high-risk category as determined by the state. Up to this point, the city commission has tried to avoid making the move. Two of the commission members have remained staunchly opposed to the idea. A third member, Commissioner Arlette Preston, previously voted against a mask mandate. At Monday's meeting, she called out Commissioners Dave Pepcorn and Tony Gehrig for continuing to oppose masks.
This is a rhetorical question, but Commissioner Pepcorn, at the last meeting, you informed residents in the crowd that they will be removed if they don't follow the rules of our meetings. I would ask both you and Commissioner Gehrig, who both came in without masks tonight, should that also be the case if you're not following city policy for wearing a mask in city buildings? I watched the police officers who were kind enough to try to regulate individuals that were coming in without masks. I hate to say this, but you're not making it easier for them.
Mahoney says there will be some difficult weeks ahead, but the mandate will remain in effect until the state of emergency has ended. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.